Joining us right now is Ryan Sawyers. He's the chairman of the Prince William County School Board. He's also running for representative of Virginia's 1st Congressional District. Ryan Sawyers, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me. How are you?
We're doing fine. We wanted to talk to you about your push to rename two schools that have been named for Confederate General Stonewall Jackson, the middle school and the high school. Now, in light of that, I want to just know what your thoughts are with a new poll that has come out conducted by Marist, and it found that 62% of Americans want the statues to stay, including a plurality of African Americans. So the majority of Americans want the statues to stay. Does that change at all your push?
Well, no, I don't represent the entire country. I represent Prince William County. And I base my decisions on the citizens that I represent, throughout the entire county. And these are based on the conversations that I have. This won't be a single person push. I don't have the authority to change the name by myself. But what I wanted to do was create the conversation that I knew already existed, and that there are many, many residents of not only the Stonewall Jackson community, but of Prince William County who are interested in seeing, these wrongs being righted. From back during the civil rights era and massive resistance, and the conversation that people want to have.
How do you respond to that? A lot of people say this is washing away history, attempting to whitewash history and not acknowledging the history of the United States. Do you have any concern that this is sort of just memory-holing the Confederacy?
Well, let's be perfectly clear. The whitewashing of history is when we named them this way in the first place. They were named not during the Confederacy. They weren't named because of some major battle took place on those sites or some historical relevance. They were named when massive resistors in Virginia and segregationists wanted to honor their own legacy and do it through naming things after Confederate generals.
Right. So these were the middle school and the high school. The middle school and the high school. These were both named in the 1960s.
I believe the middle school. Don't quote me on the exact date. I believe the middle school in the 60s. I think the high school was the very early 70s. Right around the same time, they also named Mills Godwin Middle School, and we renamed by unanimous vote last year. So right around that same time.
Now, if you succeed in getting the names of the schools changed, you've acknowledged that there's some cost that comes with that. We've seen this, of course, with Jeb Stuart High School, which has gone through the same consideration. What would be the costs associated with changing the names of the schools?
Well, like I just mentioned, we renamed Mills Godwin Middle School last year and renamed it George Hampton Middle School, an African-American war hero. And that school cost about, I think it was $250,000 to rename the middle school last year and have that completed. So we already know in Prince William County roughly what the cost is for a middle school. High schools are obviously more. There's more branding, so to speak, in a high school, more school colors if those are changed, those types of things. And so the high schools are roughly, $500,000, maybe even a little more, depending on, the size of the school, what gets updated, what doesn't, what some of the schools choose to do. So it can vary. So the grand total would be about $750,000. And that's why I started the idea of raising private funds. And I know the Fairfax County School Board had touched on this as well. But I had started a GoFundMe page to begin the idea of raising private funds to help offset some of those costs.
All right, we just had Corey Stewart on, the at-large chairman of the Board of Supervisors of Prince William County, and we asked him about your push. I'm going to play this audio real quick. This is him responding to whether this is even going to happen, the changing these names.
It's not going to happen. As long as I'm governing Prince William County, as long as I'm chairman of the Board of Supervisors, there won't be a single nickel of public money that will be used to rename this school. Stonewall Jackson was a good and honorable man.
And he said, by the way, that that he will push to reduce your budget, your school board's budget, by the same amount as the cost to change the names. I just want to give you an opportunity to respond to Corey here.
Yeah, they threatened that. They reduce our budget all the time, regardless if we're naming schools or not. So that's a normal threat from the Board of County Supervisors. We're pretty used to that. And on top of that, I mean, you notice he said a few different things there. He said it wouldn't happen. And then he said he wouldn't allow any public funds to go to it. Well, again, he doesn't have the authority to tell us how to name schools and how not to name schools. And once they turn the money over to the school board, our Virginia constitutional authority is to control that money how we see fit. So he doesn't have any Virginia authority to do that. He can certainly try to reduce our budget on the back that's something he chooses to do. But again, you know, we have the most underfunded school district by our Board of County Supervisors in Northern Virginia, so that's not an unusual threat from Mr. Stewart.
You had said that you have a mandate from the people in your county that this is what they want. Have you done any kind of survey? Has there been any kind of voting on this?
I didn't necessarily say that we had a mandate. I said that we've had these conversations. You know, I've had these conversations for several years with different residents of the county. But no, we've never done a poll on this. Look, you know, I represent 450,000 people in Prince William County, just like Corey Stewart does. We were elected on the same ballot. He has $300,000 to run his office, and I have $0. So, no, I don't have the ability to put out a poll or do anything with any scientific value to it on these types of things. So, you know, we have to do much more of a grassroots campaign when it comes to these types of things. So I have no staff to get the messaging out. So this is much more grassroots.
So this is just going to be basically a call by the board, and you guys will make the decision.
Right. Idea is, look, I guess simplify the idea is this. This conversation has already been happening long before I was on the school board, right? And so by putting it out there that I would support this idea, if the groups that have talked to me about this and individuals mm-hmm. who have talked to me about this want to coalesce and help make this happen, I will certainly be one of the faces of that and help them organize to the best of my ability to join together.
Right.
If this is something that they want to do, and I certainly will encourage that and continue to meet with these groups. But this isn't just my single push; not something I came up with overnight.
All right,
this is something that many people have spoken to me about.
Well, it was good to get both sides of the story. Ryan Sawyers, thank you so much for joining us. Ryan Sawyers, chairman of the Prince William County School Board.